Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we celebrate the feast of the Epiphany, the event of the three wise men, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, coming to adore Christ the King, the little baby in Bethlehem. Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east. "Where is the infant King of the Jews?" they asked. "We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and so was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. "At Bethlehem," they told him. Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them the exact date on which the star had appeared and sent them on to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and find out all you can about the child, and once you've found him, let me know, so that I too may go and do him homage." And after having listened to what the king had to say, the wise men set out. In his book, The Infancy Narrative, Pope Benedict says the men of whom Matthew speaks were not just astrologers, they were wise. What made them wise? Well, every person has an inner unrest that can only be satisfied by a deep relationship with God. One who is wise recognizes that the things of this world are good, but they will never satisfy the deep longings of the human heart, because we were made for union with God. That's what causes the inner unrest, and that unrest should cause us to set out to seek union with God. On the other hand, one who is foolish tries in vain to satisfy all their desires with more and more of the good things of this world. The unrest, like the star, is a sign pointing you to Christ. Question is, will we set out? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, we may want a deeper relationship with God, and we may have the desire to set out for union with him, but there's just so much to do. You might say, I don't sleep well, and then I have to get up early, and I need to exercise and get the kids ready, and I have to be at work early because I'll never meet all of the demands. And when I get home, I'm utterly spent. And then there's supper and kids' sports and homework and all the details of life. Or maybe you say, my health is not good and it takes all my energy just to make it through the day. Regardless, we're tempted to work harder, to take on too much, to say yes to too many things. And we put unrealistic pressure on ourselves to perform. And then the weight of the world begins to crush us. Now that is a very good thing. Why? Because this is the decisive moment. Now you have a choice. You can try to escape being overwhelmed by overindulging in food, alcohol, entertainment, news, sports, social media, pornography, but it just won't work. Or you can say, Jesus, my life has become unmanageable. It's out of control. Jesus, I beg of you to take total control of my life. And then hear him say to you what he said to the apostles when they felt this way. He said to them, come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while. This time, don't turn to escape. This time, set out to seek Jesus in silence. He's waiting for you in your soul. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray Mary, for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Maybe you're not overwhelmed. Maybe you are winning at life. But that is way more dangerous. Yes, God designed us to pursue and possess the good things of life, the human goods, physical goods like good health, a nice home, safety and security, the good of relationships and marriage and kids and grandkids and friends, the good of achievement through work inside or outside the home, the good of knowledge and the experience of beauty through all five of our senses. And maybe you're winning at all these. Maybe you have good work, thanks be to God, and a good spouse, and the kids and grandkids are all doing relatively fine, and you live in a nice house in a great neighborhood, and you can learn and experience anything you want, and you have every food and drink imaginable, and Instacart will even bring it to your house, and you have every form of entertainment available on demand. But you never set out for Christ. Or maybe you seek him a little. One rosary a day, great. But we delay. We don't make the choice the wise men made to go all in. This delay is dangerous, really dangerous, because when we're winning at life, when we have all the human goods, we become more and more addicted to them, more and more attached. We desire more and more of these, and we desire less and less of God. And we pursue him in sacrament, prayer, knowledge, and love of neighbor less and less until we kill the desire for God within us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We can also be tempted to think there are so many demands in life that setting out for a deeper relationship with Jesus and holiness, it's just too much right now, and I'm tired already. I'll just do the best I can in the human things. I believe in God. I love Him. I'm not perfect, but who can be? And He can finish off all that needs to be done in me in purgatory. Okay, but you better think this one through. If you have a desire for God, then you will pursue Him now through a deeper life of prayer. But if you have so little desire for Him now that you won't set out to pursue Him with all your heart, what makes you think you'll want Him more when you die? In fact, it works just the opposite. The more we think about and pursue the things of the world, the more we desire them. And the more we desire them, the more we think about them and pursue them. And that means we'll think about and pursue God less and less, which results in desiring Him, wanting Him, less and less. And we actually create an aversion for God and the things that lead to God. And we'll want to spend time in prayer less, receive Him in the sacraments less, really work on conversion and virtue less. And when people remind us of these things, we will be angry at them. If we turn desire for the things of this world and an aversion to things of God into a habit, that becomes our nature. Then at death, when we see God, we won't want Him, and we just might reject Him. And that is the danger of delaying to set out for Christ, like the wise men. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What do we want most? For the wise men, that was an easy decision. They wanted God more than anything, and so they set out. But here's the catch. John of the Cross makes it clear that we cannot generate a desire and love of God that will carry us to the finish line. Only God can give this to us. So ask Him, God, please give me a greater love for You. Give me a burning desire for You. And then seek Him in prayer in a more generous way. Seek Him through the good things in life. But any way that these good things lead you away from Him or become a distraction from Him, get rid of them. And when God allows certain good things to be taken away, when the kids leave, or retirement comes, or health fails, or when any good thing fails you, accept it peacefully, because God allows the human goods to run their course. Remember, nothing here is perfect. It doesn't last, and it will never be enough. But that's perfectly okay. Sit tight and persevere, because as God allows these things to slip away, He's filling you with Himself. And one day, not long from now, you will possess Him fully and perfectly and forever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, are you going to do the Epiphany blessing on your house today?
You know, I've seen it around a lot, but I don't actually understand what the blessing is.
Then I'm glad I brought it up.
In fact, I think I've moved into a lot of houses just after Catholics who have already blessed the house.
Yeah. This is a great house blessing. All you have to do is get some chalk and ask a priest to bless the chalk. And then you go home and above the door lintel, the door frame, or on the door frame, you put 20 cross, looks like a plus. So 20 cross C for Casper plus M for Melchior plus B for Balthazar plus 24, 2024. And there's a nice prayer of blessing that goes along with it. And this is a great way to further entrust your home to the care of God and the saints to protect you from all evil. And it's also a little point of evangelization because people, when they're at, what's that?
It's true. I love seeing it out and about.
And then you can tell people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have any blessed chalk today, don't worry. Get some chalk. And this weekend, ask your priest to bless it for you. And just pull up on Google a prayer for a house blessing for Epiphany, the Epiphany blessing. And it's a great thing to do with your kids, grandkids. And then what a great Catholic cultural thing to do.
Yeah, I never realized that the C and the M and the B were for the wise men.
My grandfather's middle name was Balthazar.
Yeah, and you know, I'm surprised Melchior hasn't caught on as a big Catholic name.
I like Balthazar.
Yeah, maybe Melk isn't like a cool nickname for a kid.
I can't really do Casper because of the ghost.
Yeah, you just have one famous ghost and it ruins it for everybody.
Yeah, but Balthazar, that's a good one.
Pretty cool family name.
And you could call him Bart. Maybe that could be one of your
kids. See, I think that's the issue. Balthazar is such a sick name, but Bart is the least acceptable. My deepest apologies to any listeners that might be named Bart.
Before we have to go, what were your thoughts on the meditation?
I thought this was a fantastic meditation because I think...
You know, I struggled with this one.
And that's the best kind of meditation because I think this one gets to the core of my problem as far as just setting out and actually getting out of your comfort zone. Because I think that's one of the points we actually threw away in this meditation was still a really good point about... Actually, I've read the meditation in so many different forms, I can't remember what we included and what we didn't at this point. But about King Herod, he could have gone out. He could have found Christ himself. But the wise men, the only difference was that they did set out. And I think there's a whole point as far as discomfort here, because you talk about the boredom that kind of could drive you, that discomfort should drive you. And boredom is my biggest discomfort. Where I let myself get so lazy and so... I should let that boredom, instead of trying to find another something interesting to read or watch, which can be good at sometimes. I should let that boredom drive my creativity, but that takes a lot of discomfort.
Yeah, let the boredom drive you to God.
Yeah, but that means you have to sit in it for a little bit, because it's kind of like hunger. You immediately think, well, I'm hungry. Well, personally, I do this. I have an issue where I like to go to the store right before I cook something. I don't just have stuff in my fridge for all sorts of different meals. So then I get really hungry, and then I'm like, well, now I can't go all the way to the store and then get home and make dinner. It's going to take too long. I'll get fast food, or maybe not even fast food, but I'll pick up something. And I think I do the same when it comes to getting out of boredom. Instead of sitting in it for a longer time and going through more work to entertain myself or occupy my time productively, I jump towards something that will fill me instantaneously, but it's really not going to change me, and the same problem is going to reoccur every single day.
Yeah, maybe this is a good point. When we feel the hunger, the unrest, this nagging something, let it point us to God. Let that unrest, as I said, that hunger, that nagging, let it be the star. And then set out and follow it. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for God, for they shall be satisfied.
Yeah, I think we forget that the sensation of hunger or thirst is not a pleasant one necessarily.
No, but it's there for a purpose, so that you fulfill it with the right thing.
Yeah, but you can't treat it like trying to cure cancer with painkillers.
Yeah. So maybe the questions to leave people with are, what's holding you back? And how is God, ask God, how does he want you to set out? Thanks for the conversation. Bless your house. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.